The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. Please enjoy them on us. And the us tonight includes me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
You like Derek J? You want to get more of him? You can do that over at derekj.me. And then there's probably more than you can possibly consume. You are so prolific at creating content, Derek J. Not only are you doing audio in the form of several different radio shows, podcasts that you perform on a weekly basis, but you're also doing video updates regularly. I saw you shooting video today at the brand, and now you've got another responsibility. You're a clerk at a local thrift store, but you were shooting video of the grand opening.
Yeah, it's great, and it should be possible to juggle all of these things. They're a lot of fun, and I'm passionate about all of them. And yeah, there's great video that you can find all at derekj.me. It's sort of like a window into the world of what's happening here in Keene.
Yeah, and derekj.me also links you over to Victimless Crime Spree, which was your feature-length documentary film that we made a couple years ago, which is excellent. People can go watch that for free and watch all of your videos for free and listen to the shows, and it's good stuff. So derekj.me. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. In fact, let's go to Skype, where we've got Mike on the line. He's in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Tomorrow is voting day here in Ohio, and I don't vote, but well, it's just everyone around me is going to be wearing I voted stickers and asking if I voted and encouraging me to vote, and everyone else is going to be all excited, and I'm going to feel a little left out. So I've got an idea for something to do instead of voting, and I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
Your chances of it making a difference are about the same.
Exactly, yes. When someone asks me if I voted, I'm going to be able to say, no, I bought a lottery ticket, and I can give them that explanation about it.
That's a great idea.
Well, if the chances are about the same, at least if you were to be successful with a lottery ticket, you would immediately benefit, as opposed to if you voted for the right person, you wouldn't get any benefit whatsoever for the most part in most places, because you know, you usually would just be voting for the lesser of two evils, which is a good reason to not vote.
When you tell people you don't vote, they give you that whole civic responsibility
it's
thing.
It's your
I'm
duty.
Sure. Yeah, what about your duty, man? You got duties and stuff.
All right, thanks, guys. I just wanted to share that.
Can you hear us?
Well, yeah.
Okay, what about your duty?
Oh, my duty?
You got a civic duty to vote, man. Why didn't you vote?
Well, just as you said, there's just as much chance of me, my vote having an influence in that as me winning that lottery. And I mean, I've got other personal reasons. I feel it's a little bit demeaning for me to, you know, they call it the slave suggestion box.
The suggestion box for the slaves, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want the master who will whip you with an actual whip, or the master who will smack you with a pole? You know, what is your preference? Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Plus, when you live in a place like Ohio, there's probably no one worth actually voting for. We were actually having a conversation during the news break about Derek J. You were wondering, you know, is there anybody worth voting for here in the Keene, New Hampshire area? And there actually is. The former president of the Free State Project, which, of course, is the reason we're all here, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people to the same geographic area and then having them get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Baron Swearingen, who was president for a number of years of the Free State Project, lives in Keene, and he is on the ballot for, I believe, the second time running for state representative. Now, he lost the first time, and Republicans tend to lose in Keene, so I don't expect that he will come out victorious tomorrow. But
he will if enough people go and vote for him.
But at the very least, he's worth voting for. I could totally understand why somebody who's of a liberty mindset would feel completely burned out on voting as a thing, because why bother? In most races, it's just it does seem like a total waste of time. But here in New Hampshire, there are actually people who are freedom-oriented, who are running as both Republicans and Democrats, and some of them are going to win tomorrow. In fact, one of them, Amanda Bolden from Shire Sharing, who we had on the show not too long ago, which she's a great activist who's doing some wonderful charity work up here in New Hampshire. It's my understanding she has no opposition in her race. So she's, I mean, basically, you know, unless there's some sort of magical write-in campaign that manages to exceed her vote,
she's going
to
win.
She's going to walk home with a victory tomorrow night.
Great
awesome.
Strategy.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that shows you, like, New Hampshire is a right place for political action. There are a lot of races. I think Daryl told me that a couple years ago. And
more libertarian types will live in will win in New Hampshire tomorrow than they will in the rest of the United States.
Combined. Yeah, I think combined. You're absolutely right about that. I'd love to be wrong, but I think you're absolutely right.
I've been right every other election for the last 6 years or so.
But I remember Daryl Perry, who's our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's like an election junkie. Like, he reads all the news about third parties, and, you know, he knows all kinds of facts and factoids about elections and things like that. And he ran the numbers once, and he looked, and I think it turned out that it was like 2012 or some recent election in New Hampshire, that when they were electing the state reps, something like 45% of the elections had no opposition. Like, there was that much of an opportunity that anybody could have just thrown their hat into those races and at the very least provided some opposition for the incumbent, who then just naturally just gets elected again.
These races are in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. Wow. 45% of the 400 House seats, and I could be a little wrong on the percentage, but it was a shockingly high number, like almost one of two of these races. There was no challenger whatsoever to the incumbent.
Wow. In those cases, you have a much better chance than what you would have with a lottery ticket.
At the very least, have, as a candidate, the opportunity to bring the message of freedom into that race where it previously wouldn't have been. And then if you're voting, you know, again, I don't expect the guy to win tomorrow who I'm going to vote for, but at least I don't feel dirty.
And you bring freedom of choice into it, too, that the people voting, I mean, even if they want the incumbent, do they really want no choice at all? Like, oh, yeah, we like this guy, but, like, why not any competition? It's good to just have another choice in the race, just to show that you've got some.
What an exciting opportunity for people who have yet to move here for the Free State Project.
Like, yeah.
All you got to do is be here for 2 years, and you can run for state rep and throw your hat into the ring. Even if you're not going to campaign actively, at the very least, you can throw your hat. It costs $2. It's $2 to run for state rep as a Republican or Democrat here in New Hampshire. So for $2, you can throw your hat in the ring, and the newspaper is going to interview you. They're going to ask you the questions. You can talk about freedom in your responses. Maybe you'll get local radio coverage, and who knows what else. So for $2, you know, you can't get there. You can't get advertising that cheap for these ideas. Let's continue here. So if you care about winning for liberty, you should really check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. As we go to Chris in Vegas. You're listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Wow, it's getting really cold here in Vegas. It's so weird. It's like 5 o'clock, and it's just totally dark. It's just that time of the year, I guess.
When the politicians change your clock, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess where I sit, I'm affiliated with the Democratic Party, but ideologically pretty liberal. But, you know, you guys are talking about voter turnout, and I do think that I know you guys are big third party guys. You guys are libertarians, which I respect. I'm a big supporter, especially on the Democratic side. I really like what the Green Party does on a grassroots level for people like me that are on the left. And so, you know, I would encourage people, at the very least, if they don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils, to, you know, always check that Bob Barr, you know, always check that, like, Ralph on the ballot, because the more votes that third parties get, even though it's kind of like perennial candidates and like throwaway votes, the more votes they can garner, the more federal election dollars that they can get.
I don't think I would have voted for Bob Barr. I don't think I would have brought myself to vote for Bob Barr, and I didn't. In fact, I think it was New Hampshire where
there were two libertarians on the ballot.
Actually, another libertarian choice on the ballot, so I voted for him in that case. But you're talking about Bob Barr, who is a former Republican who became a libertarian, managed to pull off the Libertarian Party's nomination back when they were just floundering and pathetic as a political party. and ultimately has now left the Libertarian Party, and as I understand it, rejoined the Republicans. I don't agree. I don't think just because somebody has an L or a G or whatever next to their name means that they deserve a vote. But I can appreciate where you're coming from. Like, if you feel like you have to vote for someone, then voting for one of those is better than usually the Republicans or Democrats. But still, I really rather would agree with the person with whom I'm voting for. Thanks, Chris, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where there's all kinds of neat features there that those talk show hosts don't offer. At least they usually put up paywalls, and we don't do that. You can just go for free and grab archives, watch the webcam, and get interactive with other listeners. You can actually create the content there on the site. Submit whatever news story or video or something fun, whatever you want to submit, submit it to the site. Other listeners can vote it up if they like it, down if they don't. You can do that too. It's all free over at freetalklive.com.
There's no doubt that you need certain government documents, certain legal documents at some point in your life. And a great way to get them is LegalZoom.com. As a matter of fact, Free Talk Live has a discount code that I'm going to tell you about in a second. So whether you need a deed transfer or a living trust or a living will or a trademark or a patent or a business annual report, a divorce, immigration, bankruptcy, any of these legal forms that you need, they've got over at LegalZoom.com. They ask you a series of questions. They fill it out for you. They're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. It's a great service. I actually got my will over there. And if you don't have a will, you need one because you're just turning your stuff over to the government and hoping they give your stuff to the people you love. Use coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com to get $10 off your order. It's coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, at LegalZoom.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's see. So whether you want to talk about voting, as our last caller did, or you'd like to talk about police violence and escalation rather than de-escalation, all of those things are possible here tonight. But, Mark, you had told me off the air that you'd wanted to hear a story about this asexual. And I've got a little editorial here called Being Asexual in a Heteronormative World. It's written over at the Huffington Post, and it's by Courtney Ehrenhoffler. And this was an interesting piece to me because, you know, you don't really hear from the asexual community very often. I've never heard any essay or whatever written by an asexual. So this was kind of a unique experience reading this.
Part of the LGBT community, I was the vice president of my Gay Straight Alliance in high school, and they were a really underrepresented group that sort of found some inclusiveness. Yeah, asexuals found some inclusiveness in the LGBT community, and you know all those extra letters get added: LGBTQA, LMNOP.
Hold on, if you're not interested in something, why would you have to go be part of another group?
Like, well, that's the thing that makes them feel so alienated, it seems, is because it's like, well, you're not in our group, but you're not in our group either. Well, you're not, you know, and they have nowhere to belong and they don't get talked about. It's as if they don't even exist.
Well, first of all, we don't know how many asexuals would join such a group. I don't suspect this lady would, based on the way she writes in this piece. But yeah, if you're looking for somebody, it would make sense, though, to go and at least hang out with LGBT folks.
So you can find some kind of commitment. You can find some sort of partner, perhaps, because it's not that, at least in my experience with the group, it's not like asexuals are not looking for partners to be with. It's just that they're not interested in sex
with those partners. So at the very least, if someone in the LGBTQ community would be more accepting possibly towards an asexual than maybe.
Well, they know
otherwise.
What it's like to be an other.
Or to be on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
So heteronormativity, by definition, is basically the principle, she writes, that in our culture, heterosexuality is the norm, and any deviations from it, be it homosexuality or asexuality or anything else, are in the excluded minority. Every day, people who don't identify as heteronormative are forced to live in a culture that isn't ours, but is increasingly forced upon us. Take it from an asexual. Now, she puts in parentheses, apparently the short for that is an ace, A-C-E. Living in a very heteronormative and increasingly sex-enthusiastic culture is very isolating if you don't conform to it. From TV shows and movies like graphic sex scenes on HBO and plots that revolve entirely around trying to hook up with members of the opposite sex, to walking down a supermarket aisle and seeing covers of magazines like Cosmo boldly showing headlines like 101 Sex Tips to Please Your Man or Sports Illustrated's Sexiest Swimsuit Models, sex is everywhere. It's not just media culture that's alienating, it's friends and family too. Even queer friends that I have who still aren't in the hetero status quo talk about sex with their partners. Their Facebook feeds constantly show pictures and status updates of weddings, engagements, babies, and dates. When I'm out with friends, there's usually at least one person remarking on the attractiveness of people walking by.
Now, isn't this getting popular in Japan? And
what, not having sex, you mean?
Yeah, like the whole asexuality. As you read some article at one point about that. Shouldn't this lady just move to Japan?
There were some allegations about that in Japan. I don't know how widespread it is, but it's something that's allegedly happening among some of the young people there. I don't know if it is. I think there'd probably be a big difference between staying away from sex for different reasons versus just not being interested at all. And I think in Japan, it's not so much that someone's just become an asexual because you can have that transition. I don't think that's... I mean, maybe that is possible, but I think it's like, you know,
seems
being gay.
Seems more like an inborn thing.
You're born with it.
Or it can be a result of sexual trauma.
Yeah, that's certainly true. When I'm out with friends, she says there's usually at least one person remarking on attractiveness of people. There's something reminding me almost constantly every day that I'm not normal and that I'm not part of this. For people out there who are part of this normativity, it can be hard to see what it is. You see yourself and your happy life, and you see a handful of people that you know who aren't straight or sexual or cisgendered, but you don't fully realize the impact of it. To you, they're the exception to a rule that you live by, and to you, it's not a rule, it's normal. It's life, and more than that, it's your life. To compare, think of any major sporting event that you don't partake in, be the Super Bowl, World Series, or March Madness. Think of how much advertising goes into that. Everywhere you look, stores are selling something that has to do with the sport. Jerseys, hats, ridiculous accessories. Even the supermarket is having sales on all of the game day essentials. And you can't turn on the TV for 5 minutes without having a Doritos ad featuring some beefed up sports star or crazy amounts of advertising for the event itself. All the major retailers and food chains get in on the action and have sports posters hanging from the ceiling endorsing donuts and sneakers. You can't even go out to the mall without tripping over people talking about it when you're not walking into giant cardboard athlete cutouts. There's always at least one betting pool going around if you work in an office, people discussing it at their desks all day, and that one obnoxious coworker who puts bobbleheads and hats at their desk in support of their favorite team. Then there's at least half a dozen people in your neighborhood hosting viewing parties and about a million social media posts of people supporting their favorite team or tearing down their rivals. In headlines, most newspapers and magazines, the athletes involved are suddenly in documentaries, and the entire lineup for Jimmy Fallon suddenly looks like every celebrity who isn't an athlete suddenly came down with a crippling case of stage fright. By now, I'm sure you have a pretty good picture of this in your mind, and by the time Super Bowl Sunday, World Series, or March Madness Championship rolls around, you're probably now remembering how annoyed you are with this particular sport and just how much you really, really want people to stop talking about it before you lock yourself in a dark, soundproof box just to get away from it all. That's what it's like to be alienated by culture. But as an asexual,
all the time.
I don't just deal with this once a year on Super Bowl Sunday. I deal with it every single day. She says, I don't blame people for conforming to the coupling culture. I understand biology, and I know that it's heteronormative for a reason. It's natural for the species to want to survive and propagate. At the same time, it's hard for nonconformers to be counterculture. There's no way to escape it or to avoid it. I don't have the option of joining a hippie commune like I could if I was tired of capitalism, greed, and processed foods. She'll come back here with a little bit more in moments, and you're welcome to share your thoughts on being asexual. Are you? Can you relate to this story here? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Considering apparently that about one, I don't know, where did I see it was 1%? I thought it was in this article. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe like less than 1% of Americans are asexual. It's probably pretty unlikely that any of them are necessarily listening live or feeling inspired to call in. But if you are, certainly would love to hear from you and hear how you feel about this opinion piece that we're sharing from the Huffington Post, written by an asexual, talking about how difficult her life is being an asexual. She feels like she's surrounded with this sexuality that's everywhere and she can't get away from it. But it would seem that if you're an asexual, that like, would it really bother? I mean, does it bother all asexuals that much? I doubt it does, right? Like she seems really bothered by this. Like,
it seems like an attitude problem to me. There's plenty of stuff in the world that's not sexual.
Absolutely.
I mean, for most of kids' lives, you know, they get to enjoy tons of great movies.
I'm not interested in reading Cosmo magazine either. I just ignore the thing, you know?
Yeah. What if you were like an extreme extrovert and asexual? Like, that would be a really sort of difficult situation to be in. It's one thing if you're an introvert, you just be like, you know, I'm going to work and then I'm coming home and I'm going to watch
play some
movies,
video games,
and
or something.
Do whatever it is that I do, and I don't have to worry about you people, or I'll drink myself into oblivion, or whatever it is that you prefer to do when you're not having sex or pursuing people of the opposite gender, whatever it is that you might be doing, that's fine. But if you're an extrovert and you really want to be around people,
well, join groups, be a part of clubs, go to museums. Yeah. There's tons of social groups that do things that are fun
that have
together.
Nothing to do with sex.
Yeah.
The chances are good if you're young enough that you're going to be approached, though, right? Like people of your same gender are going to approach you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're going to be approached, but that
I'm approached by girls sometimes, and I have to turn them down. It happens.
Right, I mean, that wouldn't bother me either, I wouldn't think. I mean, if somebody were approaching me, that doesn't mean, again, just because you're asexual doesn't mean you're not interested in contact with other humans, meaning not physical, but just knowing them, you know, and getting to know them or having a relationship with them. And I think she touches on this here, but it's certainly not uncommon for asexuals to have relationships with whom they have sexual encounters, but only to please their partner because they care about their partner and they understand that their partner does have a sexual drive and that's okay with them. So, yeah, I agree. It's definitely an asexual with a bad attitude is how I feel about this, but would love to hear from another asexual if you are out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let me continue with the three remaining paragraphs here from the Huffington Post story. We'll post this on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for you, too. She goes on. She says, while I fully and completely support LGBTQ and trans folks and their allies who are out there working hard to be recognized and get their civil rights, the battle is a bit more subtle for asexuals or aces. We aren't asking for civil rights. We're just asking for recognition and acceptance amid the sea of heterosexuality. Heteronormativity, she says, is something that is pushed upon everyone by society every single day, and it's something that we're constantly, internally and externally pushing back against, despite knowing that no matter how hard we try, it's futile. Society won't change, and neither will we. So we can't stop struggling for individuality. We can't stop trying to distance ourselves from this culture.
Yeah, that sounds like what her problem is that she wants recognition.
Make a movie.
She wrote an article for Huffington Post.
All right, that's a start. Yeah. Now, you know, write a great tale of an asexual's journey through a difficult life and successes, and it'll be a huge hit. Like, if there's people out there who want to be recognized, surely they'll go and fill the seats, right?
I think there's a poem by William Cullen Bryan that's it's called A Man Said to the Universe. A man said to the universe, "Sir, I exist." The universe responded to him, "That does not instill in me a sense of obligation. Who cares, lady?" So you don't want to have sex with people. Good night. I mean, it's just, so what?
I mean, right. I mean, so
it's like me chasing after all the sports fans and saying, "Hey, I don't like basketball. I don't like basketball.
Stop wearing your jerseys.
It's offensive." Look, if you ask my opinion on what football is, I think it's an analogous to a gladiator sport.
Yeah.
And I think it's pointless to have tackle football that you'd have just as much athleticism and far fewer injuries if we did flag football. But nobody cares what the guy who doesn't watch football very often thinks about professional tackle football. Nobody cared. Like, I just spoke out to 100,000 people or whatever the number listening to this show is, what my thoughts are on football, and all of them went, yawn.
Yeah, who cares?
Because who cares?
Yeah, okay, I can understand the analogy, sports and sex. Some people care about one, some people care about something else. But sex kind of determines, like, a person's life. A lot of people, they pair into a marriage, they have kids. It has a huge impact on the way that they live the rest of their lives. I can understand an asexual saying, like, hey, I want a little recognition that there's people out there who don't do that sort of thing, who we can't just ignore, pretend they don't exist.
Well, that's why I wanted to share this. I do want to, you know, recognize that these people exist. And I think it's just fascinating to learn about. I find myself wondering, which is why I would love to hear from an asexual. And if it's not tonight, maybe you're an asexual listening to us on the podcast later on. You're not listening live.
Yeah.
Call in any night of the week because I'm curious. As an asexual, how do you choose a partner? Because in a lot of cases, you know, sexual or choosing a partner is first and foremost based on attraction. It's based on, you know, oh, that person looks good to me. I think I could like being with that person. You know, the babies would look good. You know, that kind of thing. Whether it's overt or, you know, it's something you think about consciously or not, there's an attraction between people. are asexuals attracted to a certain body type, to a certain look, to a certain hairstyle, you know, like hair color?
Interesting.
And what is that attraction like? Is, you know, I mean, obviously you're not thinking about sex when you're attracted to that person, but is there still something about them, you know?
Well, I think, like, so kids, I think, are like, void of sexuality, right, if they haven't reached puberty. But they could still identify an attractive person.
Right. I remember being as young as second grade, which would have been about 7 years old, and being very attracted to a pretty girl in the class. Now, I don't think I knew what sex was, you know, at that point. But I certainly was very interested. I never said a word to her, but I was certainly interested in her.
Yeah, well, I can
What's
see
that.
I can see my young son, you know, at 2-3 years old, when you know, I mean, at this point, he's very interesting to, especially ladies, and he would just cozy ride on up to an attractive gal who wanted to read him a book, no problem. Like, he wasn't, it was a little standoffish to other people, but you know,
a pretty girl, no problem at all.
Huh. I saw an instance where, you know, Michelle Seven here, yeah, she's a pretty lady. He was willing to dispense kisses to her.
Is that unusual?
Yeah. Okay. Try to get a kiss out of him. You do get hugs from him, but he doesn't really dish those out. Mm. No problem giving those out to attractive ladies.
Interesting. Yeah, so what is that? Let me give just a little bit more here from her piece. Complaining. She goes on, heteronormativity is something that is pushed upon everyone every single day. She goes on.
It's because it's hetero and it's because it's normative.
We can't stop struggling, she says, to preserve her identity. Sometimes she says, I wish I could be just normal. I hate the struggle. I hate being constantly reminded
the
that
struggle.
I'm different at best.
She's got a struggle going on.
Or not right or broken at worst. I definitely have days and sometimes even phases when I wish I was heterosexual just to fit in, just to stop the fight, just to belong to society and not even need to use any more brain power on it. But I always come back around because I know that for me personally, I'd hate conforming without a second thought even more.
Yeah, that's exactly what her problem is.
Her
problem is conform. She doesn't want to conform. Mm. Not that she's, you know, that she has a problem with heterosexual normativity
or
whatever.
What's her problem? She's feeling loneliness, Mark. That's, I mean, yeah, she's complaining and she's not making great points, in my opinion. But she's what she's really expressing is loneliness.
Mm. You know, I don't like to go out into the garden and pick weeds for my wife and lift heavy things for her that she wants to do in her projects, but I do them.
So further. Your point here, Derek J., she's experiencing loneliness. Again, leading me back around to, would an asexual find snuggling to be a valuable thing? The closeness, the intimacy of being close to another human being. You know, they say that people who aren't touched by their parents or hugged become, you know, are likely to become serial killers or whatever. I mean, obviously there's nothing sexual there, but there is real value in being close to other human beings. What's the asexual's experience with that? It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free, even in the remaining moments of this program, because we're always here for you at the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 7 nights a week, we are live here. And the week tonight includes me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
So, talking about asexuality and wondering, you know, more about it. Now, Derek, you watched a movie about this called Asexual, with the A in parentheses?
Yes, that's correct. It's a documentary from 2011.
So, I mean, I've been asking some sort of general questions here, you know, about, you know, what is it like to be an asexual? Are you attracted to other people? Was that any of that sort of, you know, stuff addressed in the movie? Do they?
Yeah, it was. And there was a range of answers because mm-hmm. there were some people who weren't interested in partnership at all. There were other people who had partners that they were physically affectionate with in the ways that you described, like cuddling. And, you know, then there were others, like one of the main characters of this documentary. He's a man who started a forum because he went to the internet to go find other people like him and realized, hey, there's not really a place for us. Mm. So he created one. And then this forum really exploded with all of these asexuals who were looking for other people like them.
Right.
And found a community. So I think this guy, he finds other people attractive, other guys. In fact, he's gay asexual,
interesting.
If you can put it that way. So he was handing out pamphlets, some literature, feeling very much like the author of this article, saying, I want to be recognized. I want to know. I want other people to know that we exist. And he was actually booed for participating in a gay pride parade at the tail end
wow.
of it, jumping in and handing out literature, saying, like, hey, you know, this is an option, too.
Who would boo somebody? I mean, at a gay pride parade?
Drunk people or something. Who knows? You know, they're happy about being gay, and they're mad that this guy wants to offer some wow. other option about asexuality. And you know,
that would be, like, crazy to have a group of gay people attacking somebody because they're asexual.
It's weird because it's become so normal in places like San Francisco, like, well, hey, this is, you know, gay-owned territory, right? So you can't be different. It's weird that the oppressed become the oppressors. But that was sort of one of the examples. He skates over to a cute guy. He's like, hey, you're cute. Let's have fun without sex sometime or something. Like, you know, gives him some sort of line. And the guy's like, huh? He's really confused by this. Hands him a pamphlet. And now he's more enlightened about asexuality.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for this guy to find a partner in
life. No doubt.
But he's trying.
Toll-free number is 855.
A partner that's faithful to him?
I imagine so. It seems like he wants a long-term monogamous relationship that doesn't involve sex.
Long-term doesn't mean, and it's not monogamous. You know, it's non-gamous.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, maybe he would be interested in having a boyfriend who had sex with other people.
Yeah, somebody, you know.
I don't know. That would be something for him to explain.
Yeah, isn't that what the polygamous people do, the polyamorous people do? They live with their primary or whatever, and then they go out and hump other people.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily just about humping other people. It's about, as I understand it, from having talked with, you know, polyamorous folks and having experienced some of it to some extent in my life, that it's about sort of having relationships with others who fulfill different interests, I guess. You know,
I have relationships
desires.
With others that don't feel fill different interests. I call them friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is friends with more benefits.
There you go.
I guess you could say.
Indeed.
So I find this fascinating.
The term I use.
Let's go to Helen. She's in Montana. You are on Free Talk Live, calling us from Butte. Hey, Helen.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to comment because I think the asexual woman just needs to wait a little while because there are lots of women like myself who were widowed at a young age and who at that point became asexual. We were never asexual prior to that. And also, a lot of my friends who are senior citizens who have lost their husbands are the same way. And it's like the difference between having to have a man because it's expected and being independent and in charge of our lives.
So let me see if maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying. You think she can just get out of asexuality by waiting it out?
No. Just forget about it. Ignore it. Go around it. It doesn't matter.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, but it's easy for us to say that because, well, we're not asexual, and she's having an experience that is difficult. I mean, from her perspective,
Helen does sort of understand, though.
She's saying that she can't ignore it, that it's everywhere, and it's prolific.
But I disagree. She's paying attention to things that don't matter. That make her feel that way.
I'm with you there. She should stop paying attention to those things. But
yes,
you know,
and you know the possibility exists.
She is. She's probably a lot younger than I am. But
I get the same impression.
But as she ages, she'll realize how silly her complaints are. That's my
fair point. Enough, Helen. Thanks for your perspective. I certainly appreciate that. Yeah, I don't think all asexuals are as jaded. I think jaded seems like a good word for the lady writing this particular story. And yeah, as you pointed out, Derek J., there are people with different levels of interest in sexual activity, even as asexuals. And, you know, what about snuggling? You know, like, can you enjoy physical intimacy with another human? And maybe there are some asexuals who would like to snuggle, but others who would just be repulsed by it. You know, I don't know what that's like.
Well, speaking of this author's sense of loneliness or not belonging, I agree with Helen's assessment that she needs an attitude adjustment. I'm reminded of a quote, I can't remember who said it first, but the quote is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I think that's true. This woman is seeing it everywhere. It's like during the Super Bowl, there's Doritos ads everywhere. Well, sexuality isn't everywhere. If you're looking out into the world for something else, you know, there's a whole world out
Absolutely.
There. So go choose what you want.
Right. The stuff that you focus on becomes more primary in your life. You know, it's like when you get a new car and you then start seeing that car everywhere, right? Like,
yeah.
So you focus on the things that that are valuable to you and that you appreciate, and you'll see more of that. That doesn't mean you won't see the Cosmo every now and then when you walk through the checkout line, but why let it get to you? There's a lot of stuff out there in the world that we don't like. I mean, our lives, to some extent, are the process of choosing between what we like and what we don't. And choosing to focus on the things that we like is, to me, a much better mental process than focusing on the things that I don't. I could spend a lot of time and mental effort focusing on all the things in the world that I don't like, but that would really make me into a sick person, and it wouldn't be a good thing at all. Your toll-free number here is 855-453. There's actually another story. I went to click to learn more about this author, Courtney Ehrenhoffler, and she is, again, it's a blog over at the Huffington Post, but it was originally posted from a site called literallydarling.com. She's one of the bloggers there, and I went and looked at all of her blog posts, and there's another one where she says, I don't want a long-term relationship, and I'm okay with that. So give a little bit more insight into her. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. We go to James in Arizona via Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Jay, I had a lucid dream that one of these days I'll actually get to talk to you about you calling me crazy on a Free Talk Live and to challenge Mark to come up with why he hates me so much.
Well, you've got enough time to talk to Derek, but you don't have enough time to talk to both of them.
Twisted things I have to say that are dynamite, minister, one of those days.
Your dream has come true. Here you are. You're on
but
with
I
Derek J.
Like the, speaking of cop block Derek J, he once said on your show that Keene is the Keene cops are a gang of murderers. They're a murderous gang. And I'm like, really? Is that not a vicious stereotype? So I'm thinking the reason why you go out and you film cops is not because you want to save anybody and create a peaceful world. It's because you suffer from a pathology in that dope den that you live in with anti-statists that are a bunch of potheads.
Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it.
That's very interesting. And he makes, I hesitate to say, a good point, because I can overstate things. Doing radio shows, calling cops a gang of murderous thugs. I've said those things. Mark, he pointed out that I was out of line calling all cops.
That's true.
A gang of wolves or whatever I said.
His critique was correct. I mean, it's certainly true that not all of the Keene police are murderous thugs, although there has been at least a couple of shootings involving the Keene police, some of the officers, but not all of them.
Yeah, in my experience, the Keene police have been very well behaved. I don't remember making the comment that he's talking about, but I think it's great that I can live in a community where the know my name, are friendly,
absolutely.
And that's where I want to be.
It has been my experience that James will take some of the words that you say and hear them the way that is most convenient for him at the time. I'm not saying every time, and I don't know whether he does it on purpose, but I've had that experience.
We're out of time for tonight. I'll post the link to the asexual story on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And if you are an asexual, call us one of these nights and talk about it. I think it's interesting. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.